John 15:9-13. Remain in my love, part one. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and who is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to read, write, share, and listen. Our purpose in studying the Bible is to know Jesus, to hear his voice, and to become like him. Through this daily time with him, we grow closer to him. He speaks to us and leads us through his word. This is a major part of abiding in him. However, as we will see in our study today, we remain in him by understanding the scriptures and obeying his commands. His central command is to love one another as he has loved us. Let us prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that you loved us as the Father loved you. Teach us how to remain in your love. Show us how to love others as you have loved us. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 15:9-13, Remain in my love, part one. In this session, we will study John 15:9-13, in which Jesus continues his teaching on remaining in him. The Christian life is a love relationship with God. Everything flows out of that love relationship. To remain in Christ means to live in a love relationship with God. Beginning with verse 9, Even as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Remain in my love. Meditation question. What goes through your heart and mind when you read Jesus' invitation to remain in my love? Jesus used the word remain or abide at least 10 times in John 15:1-17. In verse 9, Jesus said, remain in my love. This is another way of saying, stay connected to the vine. In other words, abiding in Christ means to remain in a love relationship with him. Even though we are trying to follow Jesus, it is easy to stray from our love relationship with God and to get our focus on other things. It is easy to be consumed with ministry, knowledge, programs, as well as the attractions of the world. Often, when we have problems and are going the wrong way, we realize that the real problem is that we've stopped abiding in Christ. We have shifted our focus from our love relationship with God to something else. Living in a love relationship with him must be our main focus and highest priority. Jesus pursues a love relationship with us. This is evident in his invitation to remain in my love. Jesus loves us. He said, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Jesus knew that the Father loved him, and he did everything through his love relationship with his Father. Jesus repeated this often in the Gospel of John. Jesus could love others so powerfully because he had received the Father's love. He said, I loved you as the Father loved me. Jesus demonstrated his love for us on the cross. He laid down his life for us because of his love. His love for us did not end at the cross. He loves us unconditionally. He loves us when we are weak and fail, and he loves us right now. We must continually be refreshed in our understanding of God's love for us. Many people cannot abide in his love because they always doubt and question, does God really love me? The cross should settle this question forever. The cross is the eternal proof of God's love for you. Jesus said, I have loved you the way the Father loved me. Now remain in my love. This is an invitation to live in love relationship with him. He wants us to continue to receive and experience his love. Living in an intimate love relationship with someone means to be close to them and do everything together. Living in a love relationship with Jesus means to live together with him. Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5:10, he died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. A love relationship is not just a form or ceremony. It's an ongoing relationship. For example, the wedding ceremony is the official beginning of the marriage relationship between husband and wife. After getting married, they live together in the same house. It would be strange if, after the ceremony, they said, "It was a nice ceremony. We'll see each other again next Sunday." Jesus wants us to know him and live with him every day, not just on Sundays or in special meetings. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. Meditation question. How can we remain in his love? How did Jesus remain in his Father's love? The key to remaining in his love is to obey his commands. Jesus' words are simple and straightforward. You will remain in my love if you obey my commands. Don't complicate it. If we simply obey Jesus, we will remain in his love. Jesus lived in love relationship with his Father and modeled obedience. He obeyed the Father even when it meant sacrificing his life. Jesus prayed, "Not my will, but your will be done." Jesus often emphasized that he came to do the will of his Father, not his own will. Jesus completely focused on doing the will of the Father. He said in John 4:34, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." Jesus obeyed his Father. As Jesus obeyed his Father, he continued to receive life from his Father. In the same way, when we obey Jesus' commands, we continue to receive his love and life through the Spirit who lives in us. We are like a branch connected to the vine, continually receiving life from the vine. Verse 11, I have spoken these things to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be made full. Meditation question. How do people in the world try to find joy? What is the key to having fullness of joy according to Jesus? True joy comes from God. We find the greatest joy in obeying God, not in the pleasures of this world. Have you ever obeyed God and gone away feeling, "That was awful"? It may have been hard. It may be hard to obey sometimes, but you always go away, you always feel good about it. There is a deep sense of joy and life that comes when we obey him. It is incredible what people do to find joy. They spend money, travel, vacation, watch the latest movies, eat at expensive restaurants, and sometimes engage in sinful activities. None of these things bring true joy. The amazing truth is that joy comes from obeying Jesus. There is no joy outside of God's presence. Fullness of joy is found in obeying Jesus because when we obey him, we experience his presence and his love. Obeying Jesus brings complete and true joy. So the key to full joy and happiness is to obey Jesus' commands. Verse 12 and 13. This is my commandment, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. Meditation question. How can you love others the way that Jesus loved you this week? How can we lay down our lives for our friends? Sometimes we complicate the Bible and the will of God as we seek to understand what God wants us to do. However, Jesus made it simple. Love each other the way that I loved you. This is his main command. We do not understand many things, but every day and in every situation, we know that it is his will to love each other as he has loved us. The heart of Jesus is love. He loves everyone. He commanded us to love others as he loved us. Sometimes we have many thoughts and try to justify our actions towards others. But when all is said and done, we must ask, do we love them like Jesus loved us? How did Jesus love us? He loved us unconditionally, sacrificially, and personally. Unconditional love means we love people no matter what they do or don't do. Sacrificial love means we give up our rights, time, and possessions to love others. Personal love means that it is expressed to others so that they can understand and experience our love. Jesus loved us by laying down his life for us. He gave up everything for us. He gave up his position, reputation, power, rights, and life so that we might be forgiven and have true life in him. Of course, we can only love people like this through the indwelling life of Christ. When we love people with the heart of Jesus, he will overflow us more and more with his love. He will live in us and love people through us. Many people want to experience God. We can experience God every day by letting his love flow through us as we love others. The pathway is clear if we want to abide in Christ and in his love. Obey his commands. His main command is to love others the way he loved us. Love one another, even as I have loved you. A disciple is someone who is becoming more and more like Jesus. When people see me, do they see Christ? When I think about people who have impacted my life, it was not their talents, knowledge, or abilities that impacted me. It was the life and love of Jesus in them that touched me. They were Christ-like. On Judgment Day, God will not judge us by how great of preachers we were or how big our building was. However, there is one question I think he will ask. Did we love people the way Jesus loved us? I heard a story about a successful businessman trying to grow spiritually. He commuted to work by train every day in a large city. One day, he was hurrying to an appointment when he approached the train station. Just as he crossed the platform to step onto the train, a little boy stepped right in front of him. He was carrying a puzzle. The businessman bumped into the boy, causing the box to fly out from under his arm, and the puzzle scattered all over the platform. The train was going to leave, and the man thought, should I get on the train and be on time for work or help this kid standing here with tears running down his face? The man looked at the train, then at the boy, and thought, here's my chance to express the life of Jesus. He looked at the boy, smiled, and began to help him pick up the puzzle pieces as the train pulled away from the station. When he finished, the boy looked at him and said, Mister, are you Jesus? The businessman's heart flooded with joy as he realized, yes, Jesus had expressed his love and life through me. He realized that Jesus wants to express his love through him every day. Our friends and people around us are hurting. They have bigger problems than a spilled puzzle. They have problems with their kids, marriage, finances, and relationships. Many are discouraged and have no one to encourage them. Will we lay down our lives for them and love them as Jesus loved us? Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us and laying your life down for us. Fill us with your love every day. Empower us to love others as you have loved us. May people see your love and your life in us. In your name, amen.